Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, sitting in for Bernard Lim. It's been a few weeks into Singapore's circuit breaker period, and there have been obvious changes to the way people live and how they conduct business. The imperative for e-commerce has never been stronger, with large swathes of retail stores closed to slow the spread of the pandemic. In China, e-commerce companies played a key role in keeping the residents of Wuhan supplied during their two-month lockdown earlier this year. E-commerce is now an essential insurance policy, a way to keep sales from stopping entirely. At the same, e-commerce can help preserve jobs during the crisis and, in some cases, create new economic opportunities. We speak today to Vaibhav Thabad, CEO of Encanto, on his insights on how e-commerce is functioning currently and his thoughts on how the sector can revive post-COVID-19. Vaibhav, thanks for joining us today. Lovely to speak to you again. I wish it were happier circumstances.
Thanks for having me again. It's been a pleasure.
So it sounds like it's impacted COVID-19, that is, the e-commerce industry, positively, I suppose. Or is that true?
Yes, but if you look at across the industry, the COVID-19 situation caught most of the industry off guard, right? So nobody was prepared for something like this at such a short notice. We see that most of the categories, businesses are struggling, while certain lucky categories and the larger businesses which had enough stock with them, they really did good. So this overall situation has been very, very mixed, even though for some businesses it's really growing very rapidly.
What sort of challenges are some parts of the e-commerce industry facing?
First is the logistics supports to deliver those orders, right? So most of the businesses, they do not have enough in-house capacity. And capacity with the third-party logistics company is very limited. The second impact has been on supply chains, right? Due to the lockdown globally now, there is much and much less capacity in terms of production and freighting those goods into different countries. This has definitely shallowed the inventory to very low level. Many of the products are out of stock for many of the online retailers. Also, there is an impact that there is a very limited manpower available in terms of processing and delivering those orders.
One would think, though, because of the E in front of commerce, that staff can work from home. Everyone is connected to the internet.
Let's say if you're operating an e-commerce business, you have certain staff that can definitely work from home. So if you're talking about your marketing team, your content team, your customer support, that's fine. That can be from home. But when it comes to actually picking and packing goods, you need people.
Yes, of course.
You need people in warehouse to pick those orders and dispatch and then go home and deliver those orders to customers.
Of course.
That cannot be done remotely. That's where the bottlenecks are.
So what's this mean for, say, here in Singapore? Has it been impacted much the same, the e-commerce market? Obviously, because it is such a small but global region.
Yeah, so Singapore e-commerce is not very local, right? So we see there's a lot of connectivity. Most of the goods sold online in Singapore here are imported. There is definitely delay in terms of getting those goods into Singapore. Even if you're buying online from other countries, there is a very less capacity of freight available. Most of the time, cross-border orders are shipped on a commercial plane or passenger plane in a belly freight. But now 97% of the passenger planes are grounded. So there's a very small capacity available to ship your goods from China or Hong Kong or U.S., and this is leading to a lot of delays for customers.
Vaibhav, are we seeing some kind of coming together of the industry, so to speak? It's a month or so in, couple of months for some regions. You mentioned the aviation sector. Some airlines have converted sort of their passenger planes to be able to start shipping some goods so that they're not all grounded during this time.
Yes, there are definitely efforts been made here, but unfortunately, most of these efforts are not like an industry body-led efforts. This has been at a very interlogistic level, or these efforts are driven by one or two large e-commerce marketplaces. So when it comes to a small, medium business, for example, operating here in Singapore, they don't really get an advantage of all those efforts. Most of the initiatives are either catered by logistics companies to address their own challenges. But again, this is, you can't just fix the one part in the entire e-commerce value chain and expect it to work. It has to be at the complete supply chain level.
Vaibhav, what do you think needs to happen then? Someone needs to spearhead efforts, so to speak. Can that happen?
Yes, that definitely can happen. And we saw that in China, right, in terms of aligning right from the logistics, supply chain, operations, clearances, mandating a contact-free delivery, right? Those kind of initiatives were very well governed, and those were implemented in a very, very systematic way. I believe that ministries of trade and industries or e-commerce associations in the region can definitely put together a framework for the local and the international businesses to kind of adopt that and deliver a common approach to overcome this situation. But that is today is completely absent.
Of course. Also, earlier you mentioned, Vaibhav, that jobs are being, well, not so much jobs are being lost, but because of the global pandemic and the need for social distancing and half your workforce can't go to work, so to speak, that obviously people working has been impacted. But Amazon, there's good news on the horizon. Amazon did also announce they'll be hiring 175,000 new workers. How else do you think we can leverage then on e-commerce and, say, virtual services to create more jobs? Because that's unfortunately
definitely
coming in the pipeline, people losing jobs.
Yes, so this is a perfect storm, right? There has been so much of turmoil. On one side, we see that e-commerce orders for certain businesses are growing very massively. For example, like food, grocery, essential products. But same time, the orders for other businesses, even other e-commerce businesses, like only fashion or cosmetics, they're dropped down by 90 to 95%, right? This is definitely giving an opportunity to the gig economy. This is definitely giving an opportunity to virtualized logistics workforce available on demand. So if anybody has a vehicle, is fit enough, needed licenses, can actually participate into a delivery program, for example, during this downturn in case they have lost job from other functions. And this, I believe, is going to continue. In fact, this is going to open more and more opportunities. We see a lot of inquiries, businesses asking us that I'm a small, medium business. I don't have my own fleet. Do we have a software where I can actually deploy my own virtual fleet in a short span of time? So there are definitely needs in the market, and these kind of jobs will definitely grow exponentially in the coming months.
We're speaking with Vaibhav Dabad, CEO of Encanto, here on Money FM 89.3. With every significant historical moment, Vaibhav, there's been power plays, shifts in business models, maybe a societal adaptation to a new reality. Seems like the same might apply to COVID-19. Much has been said about technology companies being the true winners. I hesitate to say winners, really. That sounds opportunistic. But is everyone in the tech space really winning, so to speak? Or is it just e-commerce? And could you even call e-commerce a winner at this point?
E-commerce is definitely a winner in this point. As you mentioned earlier, right, how the companies in China made sure that during those 2 months of lockdown, the entire supply chain was working, people were fed on time. This just underscores the necessity. And in fact, this whole COVID situation has been a very rude wake-up call to the industry to kind of decide and go on the digital channels more than a large reliance on the offline channel. Now, when it comes to once we are after COVID situation, how the recovery will happen, that is something very, very interesting to watch. You know, we kind of see that what happened in China is what we call an L-shaped recovery. So the first few days are like revenge shopping, that I haven't shopped for the last 2 months.
Revenge buying, they're calling it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So no retail therapy for 2 months, so go buy,
yeah.
And then, no, I need to be careful about my cash, right, so that people start to really buy small. So we haven't seen a very clear trend in Singapore yet, but that is something we are very keenly observing.
And looking out for, I'm sure, because the circuit breaker period hasn't been lifted yet. Who knows what might happen with regard to consumer behavior when that happens?
That's correct. And looking at what is happening in Korea, there is a kind of massive investment now happening into the essential e-commerce businesses. Even though Korea is a very mature market, we see a lot of inflows. But now, because of the second wave coming in, everybody is very cautious. So we really hope there's no second wave here in Singapore.
Do you think there are any bright spots in the e-commerce opportunities out there?
Absolutely. So in this situation, what has happened that people have realized that they need to really be cautious about their money. They're not sure about their bonuses later this year or the salary increment. So people are spending money on essential things. People are spending money on the things that are going to help them to stay relevant. So, for example, training, education, virtual training, virtual tuitions, classrooms. I think those are the certain areas, and those are habit changes. So once people have changed their habit to getting tutor online, I think they're very happy to do that from their bedroom rather than taking a bus and going to tutor. So I think these are habit-changing phenomena, and I think those definitely provide a bright spot to build a new businesses in e-space.
All right, Vaibhav Thabad, CEO of Encanto here on Money FM 89.3. Thank you so much for your time, sir, and stay safe.
Thank you, Avi. Thank you. Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.